mensen.
Goed breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.
Right, dis sukke tyd. Dames en here, verwelkom in die atelier, the legend himself, Ross Learmonth! Yeah! Ja, just give the crowd their moment, Ross.
Yes, man.
Jy weet, hierdie mense, ons betaal hulle verskriklik baie geld just to clap hands,
you just get out the way, so, yo, thank you, thanks,
ja,
thank you.
Get them out of here. Hoe gaan hem met Ross?
Lekker, man. Hoe gaan het met julle?
Nee, het gaan met ons goed, Ross. It's so good to see you, man, again. And again, we're sitting now, this morning, early morning, en dan druk ons alweer koffie.
Ja, it's a goeie ding.
It's a goeie ding, yeah. Because, I mean, the last time, late in the evening, early in the mornings, we just drink coffee now, Ross.
Yeah, I used to be very bad at interviews in the morning. It's still hard to get up early and to sing and stuff, but it was worse when you were out all night partying, so good thing. Yeah.
Let me tell you, they say you never get used to it. We've been doing breakfast shows for quite a while now. They say you never get used to it. You just accept it.
Yeah.
Jy aanvaar dit letterlik net.
Yeah, this is your life.
This
yeah.
is it. Listen, let me just get round to our last interview. I mean, we spoke about that the other evening there when that was with Boxop.
Yeah.
That was die laaste keer ons gechat het.
Yeah, I was a professional fighter for a little while.
A professional fighter.
Yeah.
And looking back in hindsight now, how was that? And would you do it again?
I don't know. There is talk. But it's something that it's quite demanding. I was beaten up a lot going up to that fight. And it's not the fight that is the problem. It's I had broken ribs when I went in, and my wrists were buggered, my nose. So, like, we took it really seriously. Like, and the guys at the gym are all from Springs. So they're like, they wanted to kick my ass anyway. They were like,
yeah, but you're from Witbank. Witbank,
yeah. come here. Waar bly jy? So, yeah, you play still though.
Yeah.
So it was fun. So I got, you know, the guys at the Apex really, they kicked my ass, but it was brilliant. They're amazing. I still go. I still train there. Like, they become like my morning family as well. So
I said earlier, I didn't realize how real this thing was. Because when it all started, this whole box up concept, I really thought, you know what? Nonsense, man. It's staged, like they pre-planned this thing, how it's going to work out in the third round, this is going to happen, whatever, to make it more entertaining. And you told me the other evening, there's nothing staged about this.
No, no, no.
This is full on boxing.
No, it was crazy. Kevin, respect to the man, he trained really hard. He was 10 years younger than me. You know, he's a comedian, and he does dancing. So he was like, he does that like, almost like Russian kicking dance, you know? I'm like, yes, this guy is going to come out with one of these kind of crazy dance moves. So I was 103 kgs, like, just before. So I lost 30 kgs to do the fight.
Insane.
It was insane. Like, it was an amazing catalyst. I'd started running beforehand, and I'd lost a bit. But then the fight was just something to... Crazy. And it was originally going to be some other people. So we eventually were trying to find someone to fight me, and I phoned the whole industry, and they think I all want to blitz on them, you know? Like, people think,
you know, you've got a good spot in the industry when you have to look for someone who's willing to fight you.
It's crazy, man. Ross, jy is nou hierso, and you've got your guitar here.
Yeah.
I know you're busy writing, and you're busy, and it gaan lekker. I can't wait to play the new. We've actually started playing it already.
Thank you, man.
And it's doing
that
really
is
well.
Amazing.
And but I want to squeeze you for another song, because I know you're writing new stuff, new material.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you give us a little bit of a taste of still what is coming up?
What's
is there something?
Up?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Have you got something for us?
So yeah, this song is a song that it was going to be maybe released first, and it was I'm going to release it in probably third.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you I was going to play the second one, but I'll play you the third one.
Yeah.
So that it'll be a little sneaky.
Okay.
Yeah.
On off Facebook Live. Here we go.
Open up, please open up, just a second-hand emotion, drawn out like the ocean.
Die Groot Breakfast op Groot FM 90.5.
Tell me now, oh, is this real? Can you show me how to feel again?
Wow. Wow.
Thank you. Little sample.
Wow, man. Listen, I can't wait for the rest of the stuff to come. And I feel it's going very personal with this album. Hey?
Yeah,
it's going down a very... Is it a case of trying to write out some of the stuff? Or what is this?
Yeah, it's sort of a... I've always tried to do that with sort of a way to get things out. My cousin actually sent me a message yesterday saying, I wish I could sing away some of the stuff that's in my...
You know, wow.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that's in me. And so I'll have to help him write a song.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's definitely more personal. You know, Wild was a song. When I was in London, I reconnected with somebody, and it was sort of that feeling of like, you keep on messing up relationships and keep, you know, like I'm always on tour, I'm always away, and I kept on, and sort of that, you can never count on me kind of thing. And it was an amazing thing to sort of reconnect it.
Yeah. We'll get to that because, I mean, the lyrics on Wild, I've listened to it over and over and over and over. And the lyrics, it just hits you right in there.
Sure. If you get your streaming stats, about 96% of that.
1 million rand of
Ruben
those.
Followed by
that's
me.
It's
Ruben's streams.
Good morning.
Somebody shake me.
Breakfast op Groen FM 90.5.
Maria, Ross is hier volgend. En, man, it's good to see you, Ross.
Good,
and,
man.
You're looking good, man.
Thank
you're
you.
You're looking good.
How good is that Joe Black song?
It's good, eh?
That man can sing.
Hey, he can sing. Hey, you actually mentioned a while back, December Street. You made a comment about December Street. That, like, you loving their sound as
amazing.
Well,
eh? They are just, like, so together. Those guys, like, they're businessmen as well as musicians. They're great. Give them a punt.
Yeah.
They must pay me.
Come on for Ross Learmonth saying a band is tight, eh?
No, they're great. December Street's good guys.
Yeah, Tristan, there's an invoice coming your way.
Yeah. No, we're lucky. South Africa has a lot of good stuff, eh? You know, we're really spoiled for choice. And I think now it's important to go back to the venues. You know, these musicians are out there, so go and check them.
I totally lost it when I saw you guys live a week ago.
Yeah.
It was great to see such a lacquer show live again. But listen, fitness going well, because we spoke about this. I mean, you're training for a massive race, and you've been training for a while now. Just give us a bit of a background. How did this all happen?
So, it was just something that I've been putting myself into uncomfortable things. I have a very bad memory. So I'm trying to now, I've said to myself every year, I'm going to do something that is completely out of my comfort zone. And something that'll make me memorable, make me memorize it. So the boxing was the one thing, and now the next thing now is the Pondo race, which is I'm running on the Wild Coast. It's 103 kilometers on the beautiful beach.
Wait, 103 k's.
Yes.
In how long, Ross?
In 3 days. So it's luckily over 3 days.
Okay, but hold on.
Are you running on the sand?
Yes, and sand and everything. There's a charity as well involved with it.
Yeah.
There is, yeah. And it's going to be amazing, yeah.
So 103 Ks, that works out to more or less 35, 40 Ks per day average.
Yeah, yeah. But there's no time limit, so it's going to be fun. And it's like waterfalls into the ocean, just seeing how beautiful South Africa is, you know.
So, I can imagine it's a beautiful view. So how long have you been training for this, and what's the furthest you've run?
Furthest I've run is like 25.
Hectic.
So I've never done...
So you've never even done a marathon?
No.
I don't want to be the person to warn you, Ross.
Yeah, it's not going to be lacking.
Big difference between 25...
Are you on your own
40,
on this thing?
My girlfriend is not, and I are doing it.
And how's she feeling about it?
She's hating me. We don't fight unless we're running. Then she's... I didn't know there was that many swear words.
Yeah. But you're smart, so if you fight while you're running, one of you can run away.
Yes,
so
exactly.
That's okay.
Yeah.
When is it?
It is in 1 week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sure. Listen, good luck to you. I'll follow you on Strava there, but I'm out on this one, Ross. I don't think I'm going to do that one with you, but we still need to do that.
We're going to do something together. I want us to do something for charity. We need to do something amazing.
Ek gaan nie boks op doen nie. We spoke about this. Ek gaan nie daai doen nie. Ek gaan seriously verloor teen jou, want jy het 'n seriously hoek, serious hoek. I saw the hooks that you throw there.
No, play cricket or something. Let's do something fun. Get a bunch of people together or run or something. Yeah.
But I would pay to see you punch Ruben in the face.
A lot of people would, Ross. A lot of people would. Listen, I don't think I've ever, ever, I mean, every single time that you've been on the show, You've done a lot of great songs, all the songs. You've never done a cover. I've never heard you do any covers because, I mean, all your songs are so famous and so popular. Don't you want to do something a little bit different for us today?
Yeah, man.
Don't you want to do us a cover?
Yeah, I'll do a cover.
What are you going to do for us?
I'll try not to destroy it. It's probably one of the best songs ever written in the world. This is a Beatles song.
A Beatles song?
Yeah. So this song, I loved it since it came out in a movie on I Am Sam. There was a version, it was a cover of it done, but this one's called Across the Universe.
Oh, wow. On Facebook Live, here we go.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.
Okay, so net geskakel, Ross Leemans is hier. Blijkbaar is Splinter die opkomende kunstenaar. Brand new on the market.
Yeah,
Ross,
brand new.
Never so heard good. That
so I got that car smell, that brand new car smell up by me.
Man, it's so good to chat to you. And let me tell you, die mense hier op die WhatsApp line en op die Facebook live ook, they're loving it.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
So let's get to it. I mean, major decision, okay? Because let's get this out of the way. I think the one question on everybody's lips, okay? Ross, single, solo artist now.
Yeah.
Does this spell the end of Prime Circle? That's the question on everybody's lips.
No. It doesn't. It just means that we're not going to be playing as much all the time. I think we're going to be more selective. It's our 21st year as a band.
Wow.
So we're 21. We can go to America and drink now.
legally.
But, yeah, legally. But I think, no, we definitely just, for me, it's just I wanted to have another outlet. There was a lot of music coming out of me, and I wanted to work with different people, and it's harder to tour sometimes, you know, so I want to get out into the world a bit more. I've got a European tour coming up and all these things, so, and it's hard to get the wheels spinning for nine guys, because the band is a lot bigger than just us.
That's massive. We spoke about that, myself and Peter, that's sitting here, that's handling the live stream. I remember the first time we had a Prime Circle interview, back to Prime Circle now. I freaked out completely
because the kitchen sink with
Ross. Ek het dit verloor. Like I was so on my nerves because there's this whole massive rig coming into the studio. The studio was obviously groot genoeg om Ross in Prime Circle to. But that is how professional you guys are, and I mean I've seen it again when you did a live show now. That's just how big the setup is. It's
yeah,
massive.
It's a big deal. Like, and we try to treat it as. I mean, Prime is our big baby. You know, like it's something. And it's been a tricky thing, you know. It is this transition is you know something to deal with, you know. But it's something that I really need to do for my sanity, you know.
So here's the question: the new music. I mean, what can we expect from the new music? Is it going to be the same rock sound? Are you going to go a little bit more acoustic? What's the plan?
So it's different. I didn't want to do the band sounding thing. A lot of singers have done that, and I think it's. Then rather do the album with the band. So I've really gone. Yeah. There's no like with Wild as well. It's a very different kind of approach, and there's nothing thumb sucked. It's all definitely like overanalyzed. I mean, I wrote Wild 3 years ago, and it was it was a piano ballad song, and that's the Prime Circle territory. So I didn't want to go there. And it was very because it's a beautiful version in piano. So to go this new route is tricky, and I think it's going to be asking a lot of. People to understand that it is new. Like my next single is going to be something very different, which is exciting. It's as an artist, you're supposed to sort of push the limits and see what you can do.
Are you nervous?
I am nervous. I suffer from the thinking too much and anxiety a lot. So for me, it's very nerve-wracking, but I'm confident in the music and it's the best I can do. So that's pretty much the best of me out there.
I do have to tell you, as nervous as you are, and I kept thinking about this now when Ruben asked you, you do look very zen about where you are in your life right now. As much as you're nervous and you're kind of on the start of a new adventure, it's incredible to see.
Thank you. It's called exhaustion from running. I'm joking. No, I appreciate it.
I was going to ask, is it exhaustion from the running or is it die vrou in die lewe?
No, I have a very good woman in my life.
Exactly.
And thank you. And
point scored then.
Yeah, point scored. Thank you guys for giving me that opportunity.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited, man. And yeah, I can't wait for the rest of the stuff to come. So, Wild is a part for you, net hierna, bly net waar jy.
Die Groot Breakfast op Groen FM 90.5.
Could you want me, could you need me, could you tell my heart is beating, could you read me out in the wild?
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, Ross. Stop being so good, man. Just stop.
Give a chap a chance.
And I just got home.
Wow. Can you love me out in the wild?
Can you love me in the wild?
How crazy is that lyrically wise? I mean, yeah. Writing, I've been this way since I was a child, just being so brutally honest in this music, eh?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, like, they believe that they are broken or wrong or, you know, not valued. But it's just who you are, you know? Be
exactly.
Who, you know, love me as I am, you know?
Crazy, man.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. But you wrote this song. Who did you write this song?
With a guy called John Green.
Who's that?
He's a legend. I was very nervous to meet him. I met him like in Cape Town randomly one day, and he played me some of his songs, and I was just amazed by his ability, you know? And I thought I was the best songwriter in the world
yes.
at that time. I think it was quite a nice ego thing to see, like, just how good some people are and just amazing. And I wanted to work with him ever since. And then I got to go to London in 2019. And wrote this song with him then. And we've been sitting on it for that long. That's how much I overthink and overanalyze and how much work we've put into recording, wow. you know, because it was a piano ballad. But amazing. He's worked with James Bay, Linkin Park.
Come on.
Yeah, and now the Ross Liamonth. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, he's leveled up now.
He's
seriously leveled up.
Sorry, you know? James.
And we're not even kidding right now. But Ross, is there a video playing?
There is a video, and one thing I'm thinking about a lot of ideas, you know, and just to get it right.
Yeah.
So, any ideas, people must let me know, you know, that'll be great. I'm thinking about sort of like there's one tree left in the world, and everyone pays money to go and see it. Like that, and it's, you know, in the future, set in the future. Just sort of a thing like, you know, we've got to be careful with what we have.
Hectic.
Yeah.
Ross, tell me quickly.
Yeah.
Who's the most famous person that you've got, the numbers you've got on your phone? Wie is die meest bekendste persoon?
Sure.
Besides me.
Besides you.
Besides me.
He's already blocked you.
Yeah, I've heard.
That's a good question. It's maybe like...
I don't know if I want to hear this.
Huh? No, it's probably I don't know. That's on the spot. I think maybe Joe Black or
Joe Black.
Know your audience.
Jesse Clegg.
Did I tell you the story when Jesse was here? He was here. Was it just after Boxer? Or was it? I think it was just before after we spoke to you and Kevin.
Yeah.
And he was here, and I asked him about that. I said to Jesse, "Listen, because I know you're great friends."
Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, what do you think of this whole box up thing? And he was so upset with you possibly getting beat up in stage.
Yeah, he was very worried, yeah.
He was so concerned about you.
Yeah, man. Yeah. No, anyway. He just wants to go to Springs with me for some reason.
Because he knows he's covered. You've got to take care of him.
Yeah, he doesn't have to pay for a ticket to see you.
Incredible. Ross, so when is the new music coming out? Are you going to release singles now? Is it an album planned? What's the plan going forward?
So the plan is now probably every 8 to 10 weeks bringing out a song.
Okay.
I just want to get the music out now. You know, it's time to get it out and come what may. It's amazing. So, yeah, every sort of 8 to 10 weeks I'll be bringing it out and just sending the new music your way.
Okay, so Pieter... Op die kalender daar, elke 8 weke, Ross live on die groot breakfast.
Yeah. Make you coffee.
Thank you. Yeah.
Ross, man, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
It's always great
really appreciate
having
it. Yeah.
Yeah, and all the best. What's your plans for the weekend?
I am going to the Midlands. I'm playing a show
down there
on the Mushroom Farm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, okay. And then I've got a big show coming up as well on the 26th. Here's a shameless punt. It's Henley on Clip. I don't know if you guys have ever been out there. It's gorgeous.
I've heard of it. I've never been
there. It's amazing. Yeah. So there's a venue called the Sargent Family Estate. It's like 9 venues in one. This place is incredible. It's got a fountain and everything. So on the 26th, I'll be playing there. Mm. And then if people send in themselves dancing to Wild, I'm going to pick one and they'll win 10 grand.
Oh, wow.
So
how's that going to work?
Be announcing that today later on my socials.
On your socials?
Yeah.
Okay.
On Instagram.
Facebook.
Also, I let that.
Yeah,
Can I deal with him?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to dance. I've got moves, Ross.
I can see it, like Jagger.
Yeah, you'll be surprised. Like, you won't be able to give it away to anybody else.
Ruben and I will be performing an interpretive number.
I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, the legend himself, the legend, what? I'm not with. Ross.
Thank you, guys.
Liamonth.
I've always loved being on your show. You guys are amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to promote that, which you just said. That's what I promote.
In a remix.
Never than it said. Ladies and gentlemen, Ross. Thank you, Ross.
Thank you so much.
Keep
Ross.
Well.
Thank
enjoy your weekend. Are you going to go for a run now?
Yeah.
I should join you for that soon.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Nou ja, dis al van ons kant af hier. Gatskop, lekker naweek. Ons is weer maandag saam met jou op die groot breakfast tussen 6 en 9. Sharonika, maar nou gaan ek naweek hou.
Nou gaan jy nou. En ek het vir jou verrassing maandag, maar gaan nie nou vir jou sê nie.
Bring het, ek is nie bang nie.
Mm. Pieter, ek en Pieter het vir jou verrassing. Net omdat ons e-mails lees en jy nie.
Ek het 'n idee. Ek het 'n idee.
Trek vir jou mooi aan, Ruben. Ek wil jou kuite sien, man.
Ross, wat moet ek... Did you like my leather jacket, by the way?
I love it. I think you're looking fantastic, man.
I put it on because I know I'm talking to a rock star today. There we go. So I put on my leather jacket today.
Yeah, I like it.
So, kan ek dit aantrek?
Kort hardloop broekie en die leerbaadjie. Ek dink is good to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Done deal. Dit was die groot breakfast. Aan jou gebring met die komplimente van die mini-dew. Tot maandag.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.